The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, September 22nd, 2024, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning, and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. If you've been searching for a clear, unbiased, science-based view of how to slow your aging, decrease illness, lose weight, maintain fitness, and optimize your nutrition, all with a hint of humor, Vital Health Radio is your home base. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and joining me is Clint Powell. Good morning, Clint.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well enough.
Oh, that's good.
That's my new statement when people ask me. I'm well enough.
Huh. Yeah. Okay. Mine hadn't changed in about, since I could talk.
Of course. And you say the same thing that the other billion people say on Earth. I'm good.
Yeah. Well,
I'm good.
I am.
You have terrible sleep and 14 other things going on, but I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. So that means you're actually not telling the truth.
1 minute, two seconds into it, and you're making me feel special. Thank you. You're like my Tony Robbins. Whenever I'm feeling down, I just call Ed Jones. Hey, Ed. He goes, what's wrong with you now, Clint? What are you going to lie to me about now, buddy?
Like, hey, you're lying to yourself, really.
Yeah.
You're trying to convince yourself.
I know I'm lying to me. And I'm like, that dude's totally lying right now. But
hey, I got so many pieces of information to empower those who want to listen to help their health today, just because they're being piling up because we had guests and one thing after another. And
we took a week off. You went to
Orlando.
Well, we did. We had a show prepared, but you went down there and just accumulated a bunch of stuff.
I did. And that's what we do in that show. It's called SOHO, S-O-H-O. It's been going on for decades. And that's where I get to meet the people who are experts in our field. And what I've done starting last year, and Scott was part of this plan, was I find these people and say, can I talk to you on video for 3 to 5 minutes? And so I recorded about 10 videos in Orlando, and they will be posted on NutritionW.com and Nutrition World's Instagram and maybe Facebook, maybe not, but on Instagram, I know it will be there. And it's jewels of information, just jewels. And I am so thrilled to be able to speak to these legends, some of them, and people who have this really high level of knowledge on a very narrow focus, but it's the place I want to be. That's what I want to learn, like gut health, you know,
right?
And just new developments and how do we maximize nutrition in a way that we get results, that kind of stuff. So look for that on our Instagram. I will have to brag because Clint gave me probably one of the best ideas. Well, not probably. As far as actual activity, he gave me the best idea that Nutrition World has probably ever done. It's a home run, which is you said I should do a video of why we stopped carrying Bragg's apple cider vinegar. And at this point, Instagram has almost 800,000 views. And
I think it's a couple million on YouTube or something.
It's close to a million, I think, but also had 5,000 comments I've been going through in the past week. And I really appreciate the fact that people are honored by the fact of a business trying to do what's right instead of just trying to build the bank account.
Right.
And I told my staff this morning in a warehouse meeting that I hope that people believe that we do that because we do that.
Yeah.
Nutritional does. And I told my staff, I said, I'm not interested in gaining wealth any longer like I was in my early years, because that was, I thought, the answer to life and happiness and joy was just to have enough money. Well, I don't really make any more money no matter how hard I work and how much better we do, because I reinvested in the business and or pay bills and or this. I have everything I need. I don't need to raise my level of life or spending. You know, I have my special drink at Portofino's that's named after me, the Edward J. Elixir tequila. And I have my couple hobbies, and I have my downtime. I have my great friends, and I love life most of the time. You know, I'm still managing how to sleep better. I had zero level of deep sleep about 3 days ago. And I did have a lot of REM because I use the Aura ring. It's the most miraculous piece of equipment of my life. And I did go out and fly my airplane. And if you saw my Facebook, you saw what I did, which was I left the gas cap off of the wing where the gas goes.
I saw that.
And I did a video because I just like to brag about how stupid I am sometimes. And it just reminded me of the deep need for deep sleep. And I know you struggle with sleep, and you understand. I go through periods now where I'm sleeping great, which actually makes me suffer more now when I don't sleep great, because for a long time I just slept poorly all the time.
And you get used to it.
You do, don't you? That functional. Becomes your norm.
That's me. I would do the whoop. If I have an average night's sleep, I feel like I've had a great night's sleep.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And I want to rate a new restaurant that I ate at, and it's not new, it's been around. I've been eating there. I used to eat there a lot, and I haven't been there in probably 3 years.
Right.
And have you eaten at Bad Daddy's much on Gunbar?
No. I've wanted to. It's been on my radar, but I've not eaten there. I don't think I've maybe eaten there once, but I don't think I've eaten there at all.
Here's the reason we will be eating there on a regular basis. Because, again, it gives me the quality of food and the macros that I want. What do I mean by macros? The only way you're going to maintain a healthy weight, and to me, healthy life, is to eat the right amount of protein, fats, and carbs in a certain ratio. So a lot of protein, a modest amount of healthy fat, and a little bit less carbs. So we went last Sunday. I got the buffalo burger. Why did I get a buffalo burger instead of a cheeseburger? Because
you ate cows.
I absolutely have an aversion to cows. No, I don't. I love cows. I love their meat.
Yeah.
But the buffaloes are not given hardly any drugs.
Right.
No antibiotics. They are out cruising in the field on their own. They're left alone until they're harvested. So I got a buffalo burger. I didn't want to eat carbs because I'd been on an Orlando trip, and I did eat a few extra carbs, not many, but I didn't want to have any on Sunday. So I got it on lettuce wrap. Then the salad, which I absolutely love, because you take this piece of paper and it has probably 40 to 50 options for your salad, and you take a pencil and you just check the box. Okay, I want broccoli. I want this. I want this kind of cheese. I want this kind. Now, I took my own olive oil in there because that is, again, the seed oils are all in dressing, so I don't use that.
Right.
But I had the perfect meal.
Okay.
Bad Daddy's. Gumball.
I just got to ask you something. You threw it in there like you just dropped it in the conversation. Did you say you didn't have the bread? You had on a what now?
Lettuce wrap. Lettuce wrap.
And you call that a burger?
It's called a cheeseburger on lettuce wrap, Clint. Yes. And I had to.
Now, you can use the word burger if you want to. That's fine.
Yeah, it's a piece of meat that's grilled as a burger. Or just burger.
I thought it was a lettuce wrap at that point.
Well, it's a lettuce wrap burger. It's a burger lettuce wrap.
All right. Hey, listen, you call it what you got to, buddy.
Listen, the real key is it's why my waist, why I wear 29 jeans and you don't, okay?
That's 100% true.
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely.
So, thank you, Buffalo Lettuce Wraps, for my 29 jeans.
And thank you to my gluten-free pizza and donuts for my happy life.
Okay, I noticed you didn't list your waist size, so I won't guess at it.
Well, no, I don't have a clue. I haven't had my waist measured in 20 years.
What's your freaking clothes?
Yeah, I wear 34 pants, but I mean, sometimes they're, you know, it depends on. Okay. I'm at that age now where if I eat the right meal, I need 4 inches bigger on my waist. And if I eat great for a day, I feel like I should be a model. My body reacts immediately to everything I eat.
That
it really does.
Yeah,
within 12 hours, if I've eaten bad, I can't. I get lethargic. My joints start hurting. I feel blow. And then 12 hours later, I feel better. And if I eat great, I feel like, oh, I should probably be a coach of some sort.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, the big news I know you actually told me about it, Clint. I was out of town. I didn't know that our Nutrition World app was launched.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And this was a risk because I kind of pulled the plug really fast. I didn't ask anybody. I said, yes, I will spend the money. I was just like a kid at Christmas.
And we were giving you just grief. Total grief.
For about 6 months.
Or 6 weeks, whatever you want to say. Oh, look at you pulling back.
No, yeah, I'm gonna look up the date.
We did give you some grief, yes.
And it rocks. We have to tweak a tiny bit, but please, I encourage you right now on your phone, go in there and go to your app store. It's on the iPhone right now, not quite Android.
Not yet. It'll get there soon.
Because there's so few people who really use an Android anymore, like Clint. Uh-huh. They know better, so they use an iPhone.
Right. Yeah.
So
of course.
Go to the app store on iPhone and you see our little pill. And you just hit that and download it. You can order
really
off
good.
Of it.
You can order off of it. There's podcasts you can listen to. You can read articles. You can shop. You can look at events.
Yes. I think that I probably will quit going to the website. It will be all app derived at this point for me to look, because there's stuff that we do that I have no clue about with interviews. Just went to Cody, just did a great thing on the regenerative farm that he traveled about an hour and 20 minutes for. And we sell their sausage, and we will be expanding that into more foods, but it's called the Bee Creek Farm, a regenerative farm. Got to tell you, regenerative farming is the future, not organic farming. Regenerative is how we save the earth, save the soil, save the animals, and it is amazing. And if you want to learn about it, you can watch a movie called The Biggest Little Farm. I'm almost certain that's the name. And it's a couple who bought this property and they turn it into a regenerative farm, kind of like these people did, the Bee Creek Farm. I love their stories. So that is on Nutrition World's Instagram. I do want to say that Nutrition World and myself, I'm completely connected to the fat of healthy fat with every meal. That's why I carry olive oil into restaurants like I did last night at Outback, today at Southern Star. Most of the time, if I go to Bud's, Friday night Bud's, I'll carry my olive oil. Of course, I don't really care anymore what people ask or think or whatever, because, at 67, you care less than you did at 57, far less. You'll learn that, Clint. Yes.
Oh, thank you, sir.
That will be dangerous
for you.
That's
why I'm here, is for your wisdom.
Well, I'm the sage.
Yes.
I'm the elder of this community.
Yeah.
And you should look up to elders and so learn.
Well, if you get that crap-eating grin off your face when you're saying it like you're trying to be serious, like we're in Kung Fu Panda or something, and you're teaching the fat guy how not to be fat over here, I'd appreciate a little more respect myself, sir.
Now you've got me off what I was
going to
say.
No, you were saying something about going to Outback. You don't care what people think.
Oh, no, okay.
Yeah.
I got you. Thank you. I did get deep sleep last night. So the olive oil that Dr. McCullough made, I think Dr. McCullough has fallen off the sanity edge of the world temporarily. I don't know what's going on. He's quit making it because he's so obsessed with certain things in life. We replaced it with Life Extensions olive oil. I've been to Italy one time. I know what the very finest olive oil feels like, tastes like, and smells like. It is Life Extensions. Even though it's grown in California, it's identical to in Italy. You won't like this. I'm just telling you right now. It burns as it goes down because the polyphenols are what protect your health.
I'll come get some tomorrow.
And
absolutely, because I'm looking for it right now.
You will not believe the smell. I love it because I have acquired a taste for it. I will say we probably will get a couple returns because people are like, there's no way I can drink this. Know that burning is the polyphenols, which are the active ingredient that's actually reducing heart disease and maintaining cognitive function as we age. So I poured it on my coleslaw, which I always do every day at Southern Star. I have my broccoli salad, my coleslaw, and meat, whatever it is, but I poured it on my coleslaw and my broccoli salad. It snapped my head back. I will have to say, I had forgotten what it's like to have that quality of olive oil.
Wow. I can't wait to try it.
Yeah, I've got some in the car too.
Yeah, I can't wait to try a little shot of it, because I take a shot every morning of olive oil, along with apple cider vinegar.
I can't wait for
my Manuka honey.
Yeah.
And my gut restoration.
Well,
there you go.
It's keeping you afloat. I think for sure. That's
the worst compliment of all. Hey, man, look at you. You're like an old dog that walks into a room like, oh, there he is. he's looking great for his age.
Yeah. I hate that in the gym when somebody says, yeah, you really look fit for your age.
At this point, I'll take it. Upset me. Now I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. I don't care.
That's the only thing that still digs under my skin a little bit. Now, I admit I'm older by far, and I will not be what I was at 25. But the thing is, the guys that are saying that, they're not even close to my shape.
No.
They're struggling like big time, and they're 30. Yeah, you look good for your age. Well, okay, bye.
Wow. See you, Felicia.
Hey, we're going to be talking about blood work on the next segment here. And I am totally passionate about the value of this. I want to teach a little bit when we get back with Marlene from Be Well Labs. So it is time to take a break. And that's what we'll be talking when we get back. So that plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones. And stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Let's talk Chattanooga real estate. I'm Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Join me for a podcast dedicated to buying, owning, and selling a home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. Through expert interviews and real-life experience, we'll cover tips, advice, and resources for everything in your home ownership and home selling journey. The podcast is called Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. Catch our weekly episode of Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate on your favorite podcast app.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my co-host, Clint Powell. And you know, I don't know about you, Clint, but when I was young, I had this fantasy by watching movies of the bottle in the ocean that had this piece of paper rolled up that was a map to treasures. And it always fascinated me that I would find this bottle, and I would take out the cork, and I would pull that paper out. It was from a long time ago. And it would give me this secret information with these trails. And I would find this wealth at the end of it. I think I found that.
Mm. Okay.
I do. And you know what it is?
I know what it is because I know how you're setting this whole conversation up. But I won't spoil it. I want you to be the one that reveals it.
You are so kind. What a great co-host.
Yes.
It is the proper blood work that you can get when you're past the age of probably 30 to 40. It is a crystal ball to what we can do to maintain health, decrease disease, increase your quality of life. And what you get at your physical is not giving you the kind of information that we need, nor is the people doing it experienced in the field of what we call integrative or functional medicine. So I am, after many, many years working with a wonderful lab and wonderful person, welcome Marlene to Vital Health Radio.
Thank you, Ed and Clint. Glad to be here.
I just, the only thing I might contribute is this. I've used your facilities twice.
Yes.
And I'm very happy with them. I agree with everything you said, Ed, but you and I are different in one aspect. I, too, have had that fantasy of finding a bottle floating, but when I uncork it, a genie pops out and just takes magically waves and makes me as healthy as I want to be.
Oh, well, see, that's most Americans.
You, that's what I'm saying. You there represent you the actual hard work, earn it. I'm like, oh, can I just take a pill? And I just find the genie.
Perfect feedback, because what a great metaphor for the American people. And that's not putting people down, but we have been brought up to think that the magic cure is in the doctor's office.
It's in the train. It's in a bottle somewhere.
And in a bottle. Yeah. Occasionally it is, but most often it's not. So Marlene has been doing this for how long? Have you had a walk-in blood testing lab?
You know, Ed, I was thinking about that. It's been 5 years now that we started in your store one day a month.
5 years ago?
5 years ago. It's been five. And then with that being business increasing, not seeing, we were getting busier at the store, we opened a facility next to you, and we started that one day a week. So with that, that was 3 years ago. Last year, we opened 2 days a week just because of the need for it. So we see a significant increase each year from people who are coming in. I'm kind of amazed at the number of people who are brand new to wanting to learn about their health, and people who are wanting to come back and stay on a good program.
Well, and I will just add, kind of we were playing at the very beginning, but to your point, Ed, that sometimes the answer is in the bottle, but sometimes we turn to the bottle before we know what bottle we need. Or what, you know what I'm saying? And that's where you come in. Once I get the blood work done, I now actually can be very targeted and start figuring out the reasons why, not just trying to solve something that magically makes me feel better.
And what we want to say is we're trying not to be, we're going to be your advocate for your health, but we want to try to give you leads to people. You know, we're a community group. So in order for you to get your best health and empower you to be your best, we want to partner with the right people. So that's part. You can go places and get your labs done. Your doctor's going to do a few. You might go down the road and get a few more things. But nobody's going to counsel with you and tell you, you need some help in this area. You need some more assistance here. We can you know, partner with Optimize You. We have Dr. Brian Johnson. We have practitioners in the area that send us people, chiropractors. We have a lot of nurse practitioners who are learning about our services. So from several aspects, we're getting that. But more than anything, we encourage people to learn their own about their health. That's going to be, then when they have a new symptom, they have family history that they know about, they can come to us and we can test those things to keep them, you know, well.
Yeah. With no appointments at very discounted prices, that's what's a beauty of it. Now, one of the, to me, one of the dark, deep secrets that's basically hidden in this conversation, in traditional conversations, is most healthcare practitioners live and die on what we call the reference range. The reference ranges are what you see on the piece of paper, that if you're out, if you're inside of it, you're okay. If you're outside of it, you're not. That is a farce for aging gracefully. And I did a podcast. If you Google the Holistic Navigator blood work, I did a podcast with a gentleman who wrote Your Blood Never Lies. He's a physician. And we explained more about, if you get in the optimal ranges, that's where superior health is found. It will not be found in the average. You can have one foot in the grave and still be in the average ranges. Now, I am hugely invested in the traditional physician looking at a CBC, CMP, and maybe something else to see how sick are you right now? What do we need to do to save your life? That's different than your blood work. We're not there. You're not there to diagnose a disease. We're there to optimize people's longevity and health. And you can't do this at your doctor's office, because one is insurance won't pay, because you're not treating an illness, but your prices are so reasonable, I never have anybody complain.
Thank you.
And you can do lesser amounts if the budget doesn't support the bigger plans. But
and bring in what you have. If you have some lab work already before with another practitioner, bring that in. We can look at it. If it's relevant to what we're trying to get to with this new symptom or new treatment modality that you're on, we can use that. But, you know, we don't try to ring up your bill just to be,
no, you don't.
You know, to make it more comfortable for us. And with that being said, so many people have such high insurance abilities that their discounts and their, you know, deductibles are so high. We're very reasonable with that. And some will even call us and say, hey, my insurance will cover this. I'll say, well, what's your final bill? Even the final bill, ours are cheaper. So that's just one way. We'll be happy to help with that. I'll get my number at the end and we can do that.
Can I just ask, because I don't know as much about your history as Ed does, when did you start or what got you into this journey of not just blood work, but like every other practitioner that ends up partnering with Nutrition World, it's your approach to the blood work. It seems to be a theme. How did that start?
Thank you for asking that, because I'm an RN trained. Mm-hmm. And all of my staff is really registered nurses that are probably just beat out, tired from being in the hospital and being, you know, pill pushing and whatever we need to do to get through that and seeing the same results, nothing new. My health journey really began about 17 years ago. My husband was diagnosed with prostate cancer. We lost him last year, but he had 16 good years of a battle. And it was significant to me and significant to what I know, what I learned, how I watched him battle, how we used medication when we needed to, but we backed off. We did a lot of lifestyle interventions. And, you know, the power of prayer, I'm a believer with that mm-hmm. too. But how health is so impactful. And there's so many people out there hurting that need some kind of different treatment modality. We can't all be treated like a statistic. And we can't, because when he was first diagnosed, he was 6 months to live. We had 16 and a half wonderful years with that. So, you know, that started my journey thinking, man, there's more to this. There has to be more to this than what we're seeing and what they're saying on paper. And, you know, you partner with so many people. When I first walked in the store with Ed, we hit it off because I knew in his heart what he was after was to help people. That's what I wanted to do, was help others. And it just became a good partnership. He was looking for what I needed, and I was looking for what he had.
Well, and y'all both have the same thing, Ed, and it's your, and I'll let you give it back to you, but it's not a cookie cutter approach. The reason blood work's important is my blood work looks way different than your blood work. I always fall back to the vitamin D thing. Mm-hmm. When I went and had mine tested down there with you, Marlene, it was, mine was okay. I needed to supplement it. Yours was, you need more than I do.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
you would not know that by looking at it. The same treatments are not going to work for me and you.
See, the perfect thing you just said, you don't know by looking. Now, once in a blue moon, you can kind of tell that somebody's, you know, sickly or it needs something. But blood work can be a shock. Because most of it, you don't feel anything that you can put your finger on, oh, this is too high or this is too low. Unless, like a thyroid, if you have a lot of experience, you can. But most things you can't. My friend, Brian, his hemoglobin, he gave blood because his hemoglobin was almost 19 and it's way too high. He's got way too many red blood cells. Well, he didn't feel that, but because he would go get blood testing, he found that it's too high. That can help you feel better and may help you live longer. Mm-hmm. So what did he do? He took action because he had somebody stick his arm and found out information.
Yeah.
And you know, to say, Marlene, for you, there's almost no doubt that your husband would have never made it without your partnership, because you have that perception of, there's not one path to maintaining and managing a disease and or health. It takes a team. It just does. And you have to have advice from people from different avenues of this. And it doesn't come from the medical school. Mm-hmm. Part of it does and part of it doesn't. And to empower yourself with your own blood work, to me, is one of the greatest treasures that we possibly have had. Because my first 35 years in business or 30 years in business, there was no way you could do this. Mm-hmm. I remember going to beg for just the bare minimum of blood work. Why do you want that? Where did you go to medical school at? The arrogance of the medical field is just as bad today as it was then.
Or maybe they want a diagnosis before they get the blood ordered, or can your insurance pay, or do I know how to, you know, talk about it? Can I give you treatment plan if we don't know about it? So we see that several times. So, but the blood work was so instrumental in his health because I could do that every 3 months. I could see if a treatment was working and then could go off. I could see if it was working, not working, you know, try different things and knew what worked. Sometimes supplements work just great. Sometimes it was lifestyle interventions, just change in diet. So, you know, all those things come together and you partner with all those people. We need all those practitioners.
Well, like one thing you just said is, how do we know if certain drugs or nutrients are working? Sometimes you can feel it, but many times you have to retest. It's like my Aura ring. I use that to manage my sleep and my sleep remedies. Sometimes I am poor at judging the quality of sleep. Like I said, I had zero deep sleep a few nights ago, and I thought I had more sleep than that, but I really didn't. But what it did was it allowed me to go back as a detective and say, what did I do the past 2 days that affected my sleep? Now, I have a theory that it is, I've been off of stevia for a long time, and I drank a bunch of protein with a bunch of stevia, and it was the only thing I did different. So I'm gonna play with that. But it helped me with this Aura Rings information. You can do the same thing with blood work. I mean, I'm taking some thyroid support. How do I know it's working? I don't, unless I come to you and I see where my numbers are. If they've improved, I know what I did is right. If I need to tweak it, I will only know because I came to you.
And I want Marlene to hand this off to you, but the blood, the reason I think it's good, and I've said this before, I think people ought to give it to themselves on their birthday.
Yes.
As a big birthday gift.
Yes.
Like, just come by the big panel once a year.
And I'm glad you brought that
because
up.
Because things change over time.
They do. And you know what? Time just goes by, too. So I love that Ed actually had announced that and then told me about it. And I said, great, that's a great idea. I had some people in last week. And I said, you know, how do you know if you did that? I was like, did I have my blood work 6 months ago? Was that a year ago? Well, if you come on your birth month, I give 10% discount. So with that, you can remember, okay, now every year, that's something else I need to think about with the birthday. What do I need to have done? Is there something need to be rechecked? And we had people that came back in on their birth month and it's like, you know what, this, your cholesterol was in balance, great. If you've not changed your diet, we don't have to look at that again. Let's look at this. So we might do some other things and change. So that's a great, I think it's a great introduction to our health and to know that it's happening every year.
Well, and you get to own something.
You do.
You know, because so many times we wait till we're sick and now I'm at the mercy of people wearing the lab coats. I have no idea. They're speaking languages I don't know. Before I get to that stage, you are offering something I can control and own part of, which gives me a sense of empowerment.
And that gives you a good baseline as well, so you can go from there. So if you are sick and you have something rechecked, you can say, well, that's off because normally it is this as my baseline. So very good idea.
I think Clint likes the idea of like the Italian restaurant that gives you a totally free meal on your birthday.
Right, yeah.
So you can give totally free blood work on your birthday.
And some bread. if you could do that.
But what a great way to spark something to an anniversary and to keep you healthy. I mean, it's a great way to do all of those.
And you know, if you hear this show much, you understand that I really respect a medical doctor, Dr. Peter Attia. And on that, he continues to talk about the four horsemen, which are the four conditions that really kill 85% of us. And of course, cardiovascular is number one. He says cholesterol is a myth, just like I've said for 35 or 45 years. What's not a myth is lipoprotein A and couple of the other factors in this. And guess what? Marlene checks that on the one big panel that is $475, but it is the true crystal ball for your future. What do you do when you get to that information? Again, if you Google The Holistic Navigator and blood work, you can kind of get an explanation, but we have people at Nutrition World. Myself, I feel like, and I'm not treating diseases, but I'm helping empower you. Dr. Brian Johnson, Adam Chauncey, we are
the new pharmacist there.
We're going to be doing Dr. Kurt Dehring soon, within a couple months. He's still kind of in training right now. So you take this blood work and you work toward optimizing it. So, Marlene, tell people again exactly where are you located? You're on the lower parking lot.
I am. I partnered there with, it's called The Retreat. So it's Be Well at The Retreat. We're at 6237 Vance Road, Suite 8. There is also the yoga studio is back behind there. It's a multi-purpose building. But we're there on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 8 to 12. And we can do some other appointments too, but we're at Nutrition World the last Friday of every month from 8 to 11. So that's beneficial as well. We do have a phone number there if you need to call us. It's 423. I've got it here. That's Ed's number.
Give it. That'd be great. Give
yeah,
it
that would
number,
be
please.
Good. Yeah, no. Yeah. Call us at our 706-935-3055. But we do have a website. We also have a QR code now that you can go to that website at bewellforever.org, and you can actually schedule an appointment, and you don't have to wait. So there's we do walk-ins all the time, but no waiting if you do that. B-W-E-L-L, the number forever.org.
And Nutrition W has an entire tab under blood testing and has a short video that explains these things, and it allows you to look at all the pricing. And you don't have to do the big dollars. There are people who, and you talk to people, Marlene, a lot that says, I haven't had blood work since I can't remember, because they don't go to a doctor. And I think there's a place for going, but if you don't go to anybody, you especially need to get the basics. Are the basics, which are a CBC, a CMP? What would that cost somebody?
That would cost somebody, a basic panel is $215. What a bargain.
Yeah.
And with that, you get a CMP, a lipid, an A1C, a CBC, a TSH, about thyroid, a vitamin D, Clint, iron and ferritin, and a cortisol level.
That's
a good start.
I might actually get that one.
Yes.
Because it's been a long time. Last time I had anything done was some special work I had done, and then the vitamin D.
Well,
so I might get that one.
Special people like you need special work, so
and
please.
And 10% off on your birth month.
Thank you. That's January. So there you go.
You may not make it to the end. You better get to her quick.
Come early.
I might pay more. Just do it now.
Well, that retails for $325, so we do give discounts for packages. So we can do that as well. And then we can take that. Maybe you don't need everything on the advanced package, but you can pick and choose, and we can help you with that. So that's the unique thing that sets us apart, too. We can help you decide which labs to do.
Bingo.
Hey, can I ask one last question? I know you're wrapping it up, but how long for results back?
Oh, good question, too. Most of our results are back within 24 hours. Okay. Now, some of our specialty testing may take 72, but we email those results and hard copy mail you a copy as well.
Gone are the days where you had to beg for a copy of your blood work, and sometimes you never got it. Mm-hmm. It took you weeks after phone call after phone call. I just know that we found that little map in that little bottle with Marlene when we partnered on this. And I think we know that bigger and better things are even coming around the corner, just growing the business like it should grow out of ethics and out of honesty and out of need. So thank you very much, Marlene.
Thank you.
And it is time to take a break. When we come back, I got about 2 inches of notes to hopefully, again, empower you with things that I have learned over the past 2 weeks. Because it's all new stuff. And so that plus more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows. Or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. Five convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. I'm Ed Jones, back with my partner, Clint Powell. Hey, tell people, Clint, about your podcast and then throw how they can access Vital Health Radios.
Yeah, I've got a number of podcasts. I've got one called Crimecast with the former Chattanooga Police Chief David Roddy. I've got one of By and For the People. It's around politics and the Constitution with attorney Eric Buchanan and academic researcher Matthew Durham. I have one for veterans, Oath and Pledge, where I have other veterans. I'm not a veteran, but they're together and they all come on. Eric Buchanan, John Ballinger, Jason Smith, and Josh Rowe. And then I have During the Break, which is the mothership. I just talk to interesting people that I really like. I have a one on business on there, one about adventure in the great outdoors with the founder and former owner of Rock Creek Outfitters, Day Fire Podcast, and his name is Dawson Wheeler. But this podcast, Vital Health Radio, is actually, it's a radio show, but then it comes out as a podcast every Tuesday. You just go to your favorite podcast platform and look for Vital Health Radio, download, or you can go to vitalhealthradio.com, and you can listen to it on demand whenever you want to.
Thank you, sir. Love it, love it. I want to say that we had a wonderful lecture on Tuesday night. We had a crowd. We had to bring in extra chairs. It was from Dr. Pavey. She's a physician, and we flew in talking about how do you test for neurotransmitters. And what are neurotransmitters? Actually, all the chemicals in your brain that create who we think we are and how we feel and our moods, our anxiety, our depression, our joy, our contentment. So much is controlled by these neurotransmitters. I think you can find joy in almost any struggles, but it's certainly easier when your neurotransmitters are balanced.
Yeah.
And there's about 14 neurotransmitters. People think, well, I know about serotonin and dopamine and maybe a couple others, epinephrine, but there's really 14. And the thing is, traditional medicine is so slow to accept anything that's not within their little circle of trust that they have discarded the public's needs. And one of those is psychiatry. Psychiatry is the most non-scientific industry of medicine that is around. Why do I say that? You go in like to Marlene's, you get blood testing. We're going to know you're anemic. How many times you've been tested for your brain chemicals? Zero. It's all a crapshoot. It's all based on, oh, I hear these symptoms. I think this is what you need. I prefer better science. So there are urine tests that you can do that offer a marker for all your neurotransmitters. I did this for Katie about 4 years ago because she was having some ups and downs, and we found out that, you know, one of her neurotransmitters was too high and one was way too low. Well, the two lows, we addressed that with some natural products that help build those neurotransmitters. Two highs, a little bit more complex, but it's really cool. For about $250, you can test your neurotransmitters. So Dr. Pavey spoke eloquently about that. And so for those who are listening who want to do that, that is available through Nutrition World. We have to send it to a physician. They have to order it. And it comes to your house, and then you get the results in about a month. Very easy to read results. And that way you can know, do I have too much serotonin? There are so many people who have too much serotonin.
Wow.
There's a serotonin syndrome, and everybody thinks I'm depressed, so I need more. Well, sometimes you do. But sometimes it's actually the worst thing because it causes anxiety to have that and other things. I just hugely invested in being a detective and using whatever methods there is to fine tune whatever the next steps need to be. Have you heard of that restaurant getting ready to open called Cava, C-A-V-A?
I saw something on, I think it was a digital ad or something, but I don't know much about it.
I saw it being built, or the sign going up. It's where the old Panda Express was, in the parking lot where Fresh Market and Best Buy are.
Oh, yeah, on Gun Barrel.
And looking it up, because I look up every single restaurant that I see new that I don't know.
Right.
This is going to be two thumbs up. I truly believe. It's in bowls, and I love bowls. I love bowl food. It's easy. It's simple.
What kind of food is it?
It has chicken and meats, not just vegetarian, but it's clean foods. We're talking the best choices of plant-based food, clean foods, not fried foods, nothing processed. Everything is what I would want to eat. Now, I will have to fine tune that for myself because, again, I'm on low oxalate diet, which that kind of rules out some of the healthy foods like spinach and chocolate and almonds and things. But they're gonna have two locations, one in Hickson and one on Gumbel Road, C-A-V-A. Wow. You can look it up right now. Again, we put together, I feel we all have to put together a team approach to maintain health, but we have to put together a team restaurant list to maintain our health if you are not going to cook at home every single night.
Right.
And I have cooked at home over the past 5 years. One time. Yeah, one time. That was heating up soup, actually. When I had my hip replacement, I did have nice people bring me things, but also used DoorDash, mm-hmm. which was amazing.
Yeah.
And had a Loopy's pizza brought to my house. Love Loopy's. They have the best of the best ingredients locally, and they are just a phenomenal privately owned business. And that's making me really want a Loopy's black olive and hamburger meat pizza right now.
Okay.
Just want to let you know in case you want to get
I'm leaving here mm-hmm. like I do most Thursdays.
Yeah.
Where you and going? I'm going to go to Pizza Brothers and get their 10-inch, the gluten-free pizza
okay.
that I eat all the time. It's got my four toppings on it. They bring me my water, and it's my little yep. tradition.
That's your escape. I love that.
Yeah.
And they are also, I met the owners there. Nice guys.
Yeah, they're great guys. Yeah, and their food's fantastic. And I love their pizza.
I think they use
golly.
Some, you know, better than normal ingredients.
I get
no
pepperoni.
Doubt.
I get bacon. I get I get sausage, beef. No, yeah, hold on a second. Let me back up. I get pepperoni. I get bacon. I get sausage. And I get pineapple. Those are the four toppings.
Well, three of the four are pretty good. I mean, you know, the pepperoni is like a processed piece of crap meat
mm-hmm. yeah.
with every chemical known to man.
Yeah.
That's why it has a spicy taste to
it. Yeah, it's terrible.
It's really almost slaughterhouse waste.
Yes.
But other than that, it's pretty darn good.
Yeah, it's okay.
Other than the slaughterhouse waste,
they could put donuts on it. I'd do that too, but they don't and they won't. So.
Oh.
Back to your notes, sir.
Back to the notes. All right.
Yeah.
And again, mark on your calendar, October 26th, the health fair at Nutrition World. Humongous. It's probably one of the biggest health fair in the Southeast because we have well over 1,500 people who come. We have to hire police. We have food trucks. We have media. We have people from all over the country who are experts that will come and educate you on so many levels of health. And tons of samples. Oh, my gosh. You can just walk away with sack load. Probably, you could easily count on about $20 worth of samples.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. We just finished a training at Nutrition World on a product line called CellCore. It is where I'm weak. I know a lot about so many things at my store. It's a complex line of products that people use for therapeutic purposes of Lyme and mold and autoimmune and cleansing and parasites. I guess that really summarizes this. It's a very, very potent therapeutic. One of our coaches, Brandon Knight, is the expert in that. And I just was blown away yesterday talking about people that could not recover from certain chronic poor health issues that once the body cleansed itself, and generally it was a 4 to 12 week protocol. Pictures of this lady I can show you later, Clint, that just her face was just more red than it was white. That's how much bad skin she had. And then she showed 12 weeks later, and it was really, they felt like due to the parasites. He was talking about this Brazilian physician who came over and said, was amazed that the American people do not do parasite cleanses. Like he said, the doctor, do you realize what pets do? And cats, especially cats. There's a germ called toxo, not plasmosis, but close to that name, that is spread in the cat litter. It's not deadly, but it can make you chronically feel bad. And then, of course, all the reptiles and all the turtles, the rabbits, the dogs, and what they pick up when they get out and about. And this doc was just amazed that we don't do a cleanse. So interesting conversation.
We're Americans. That's why. We're Americans.
Yeah. It does sound a little bit certainly non-medical, kind of out there.
I believe in it. I believe in it, but
if we're gonna do parasite worm cleanses for every dog we have, why do we not think that we have things?
I don't know, man. Here's what keeps me clean: freedom. Red, white, and blue cleans me out all the time.
All right. Well, I'm gonna say
America.
In 6.5 years, I don't think, maybe during COVID with Dr. Green, I might have said something political, but I will say something today.
Ooh.
The last. And I don't want to always say something will never happen if this doesn't happen.
Okay.
But I truly believe it may not be in my lifetime if there's ever a turn backwards. If we don't get Kennedy into office, he's the only last hope we have for vaccine common sense, for glyphosate regulations that are killing
our
children.
That's the poison on the plants?
That is the Roundup that's being sprayed. I heard a story yesterday. A guy from Dr. Kurt Deering told me this. He knew this guy that he loved to walk on golf courses barefooted.
Mm-hmm.
Well, golf courses spray more glyphosate than any acreage in the United States. That's one reason it looks pretty, because it's killing all the things except the grass. And walking on there, he died of cancer right after 40 years old. And they truly felt it was from the glyphosate going into his feet because he walked barefoot. And RFK is the only political person who has enough knowledge and experience to regulate our FDA and all the other agencies to allow health freedom and to look into the corruption of everything from A to Z.
So I sent you a podcast, and Josh Porter and some other friends of mine. Josh actually came on a podcast from Optimize You a couple of weeks ago, and he talked about it. I don't know if you got a chance to listen to the one I sent you, but I sent it to you. I sent it to Josh. I sent it to a couple other folks. It's a guest that Megyn Kelly had on her podcast, and Megyn Kelly is a huge political name. It is right up your alley, man.
Really?
Every conspiracy you want, this guy has documented. He's written books. Mm-hmm. He's a very well-known doctor. He talks about autism and vaccine. He goes through the whole thing. You would love the podcast.
I still can get really wired up and fired up, but I want to always be passionate about these topics, and I always will be passionate. I do have to moderate the amount, because some things can affect my sleep if I overload my brain with some of these passionate ideas. And my number one passion is the development of health within myself and the community,
right?
And by empowering people. And if RFK doesn't get in, we can still maintain health. There will be no doubt. We'll have the freedoms. I'm not going to throw the towel in by any means. But if we can get him in, it will be, I would be willing to give up so much else for a one term with RFK to turn this corner for your children, our grandchildren, and the whole United States, because he's the only human who has the knowledge, experience, and wisdom to know what we are creeping into that is not going to work. There's a point where you can't go back, and I think we still can.
September 6th on Megyn Kelly was how the medical establishment keeps Americans sick and the evils of censorship. Megyn Kelly is joined by Dr. Marty McCary, author of Blind Spots, to talk about the blind spots in the medical industry that keeps America sick and the incentives behind the treatment.
That bingo. Perfect.
You should, everybody should go listen.
I will do it. All right. It's time to take a break. When we come back, a couple more words of wisdom, and that as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Rock 105, your home for racing talk radio, presented by Optimize You. Every Monday at 6 p.m., join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR, on and off the racetrack, and some other craziness. They'll break it all down and cover it all each week. Tune in to Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Clint Powell. I don't know if you ever listen or read Robert Greene. Very interesting fella. He's I don't know really his history. He's an author, written several books. He's older now. He had a stroke, but he still speaks very clearly. And on Instagram, I just value. In fact, I played this for my warehouse meeting just 2 hours ago because I thought this was an important little statement. He said something a couple days ago when I saw that Instagram on Robert Greene, spelled like Dr. Greene was, with an E on the end of Greene. He said, "Certainty is the disease of our time." And it really drew me in, because what did he mean by that? And it really was very clear when he explained how people who are 100% certain are going to probably, you need a distance from them, one, because they actually aren't really certain, but they've locked onto their certainty because they actually are anxious about uncertainty.
Right.
So they've really dialed it in that they're going to swim into these one single paradigm of belief systems so that they actually can feel safe in their life. And actually, it's the opposite. And what it also does is closes the doors for any of the people that they come in contact with that perhaps could be wiser or perhaps could give some real insight. Because if you think you know it all about a certain topic, you're really going to kind of close down when somebody acts like they might help you with that. And I found that little saying, certainty is the disease of our time. Mm-hmm. And that includes a lot of politicians, a lot of physicians, a lot of business people like myself. I find it includes some pilots too.
Well, and I think it leads to unrealistic expectations. And you can speak to the scientific part and the nutritional part and all that. But just think about it. When I was 20 or 30, I was certain what my life was going to look like, right? Mm-hmm. I got married. I'm certain that I'm going to end up a certain way. And sometimes we have to let go of what we thought it was supposed to be like so you can actually enjoy what it's really like. And part of that is it's just uncertain. Right now in this moment, it's really the only thing that is certain.
It's
I'm here. That's it.
Yes.
That's it. I don't know what 60 seconds from now is going to bring.
Yeah. And that requires that requires coming to peace with a mystery. It just does. There's a mystery to life that we don't really feel
comfortable with. And the reality of the only real other certainty is I don't get out of this alive. And once you embrace that certainty, the uncertainty becomes a ride. It becomes kind of fun.
It does. And it does take some years of living for most people.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Vital Health Radio Download. And also find us online at vitalhealthradio.com. And we thank you for listening. Don't forget to go to your app store on the iPhone and download the Nutrition World brand new app. It's phenomenal. I'm proud of it. Scott and I and nobody else worked on it, and we got it rocking, brother. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World. Have a healthy, safe, and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.